Everything Mid-North Coast.
This is Strawny for Breakfast.
Triple M. Makes you
want to go. Matchbox 20, the Mid-North Coast, Triple M. Good times, great to see you. It's Strawny for Breakfast, brought to you by the Port City Bowling Club. Looking to hear from you now on 133353, folks. After a story came across the radio desk here in my studio last week, and it's a situation that we would all hate to find ourselves in, and that is, when have you sent an email / text to the wrong recipient? Oh, my heart is in my mouth talking about this, folks. A story came across my desk last week of a person that was sending an email further up the food chain that wasn't meant to go to them. It was meant to go to someone else, and it may or may not have had a bit of, what's the PC way of saying this? Not unpleasant things. Maybe some home truths were being told, and it went to the, you know, person that it was about. Surely there are some horror stories on the Mid-North Coast of maybe when you've texted someone thinking it was someone else and some dirt's come out. Or dare I say, a bit of tea even. 133353 is the telephone number. When have you sent a text to someone that it wasn't meant to go to? I've heard some horror stories, in the online dating world of, if I was to take a photo like this, it'd be very unflattering. Maybe photos with the kit off. Who knows? 133353. When have you sent an email / a text to someone you shouldn't have? And we will take your calls next here at Strawny for Breakfast.
Live, loud, local, and around the world on the Listener app. Wake up with Strawny for Breakfast. The Mid-North Coast's
The Escape Club at 25 after 8, and we better go to the wild west of Warhope. We're going to the wild west in Warhope to speak to Paul. Paul, good morning to you, mate. Welcome to the show.
No worries. Good morning, Strawny. How are you?
Mate, I'm good, thanks, buddy. Now, listen, 133353 is the number you have called. When have you sent a text message to someone and it wasn't meant to go to them, it was meant to go to someone else?
Yes, well, back a while, I have a friend of mine and I was sort of seeing his daughter, which was a bit of a bad thing, but he didn't know about it and I sent a message to him rather than to her. So he found out about it in a pretty awkward way.
So hang on. You've sent the text message to a friend of yours that was meant to go to his daughter because you were seeing her and he didn't know.
Yeah, something like that. It was a pretty awkward situation, really, but it is what it is.
And how was it received?
Let's just say not welcomely.
So he didn't give you his blessing then, is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, no, we're not. Let's just say quietly.
Well, I'll tell you what, Paul, I appreciate the honesty and thank you, mate, for that one. So there you go. Yeah. Have a lovely day. There he is, Paul in Warhope, folks. And note to self, if you're seeing someone's daughter behind their back, maybe really check before you text said daughter. Holy dooly. It's 27 after 8. We've got to get to the latest national news, sport and weather. It is Triple M this morning, good times, greatest hits, and I'll tell you what, we love Self Scene and everything it's about, and joining us is El Capitano, the face of it, Benny Cudmore. Welcome back for another instalment, young man.
Thanks for having me, Straw Man.
Mate, lots happening in the world of Self Scene, because we've got the circle on tonight at Constable Screen Printing at 6 o'clock, but more importantly, Easter festivities this weekend.
Absolutely, mate, and that's what we're all about, mate. We're all about family and getting everyone together as much as we possibly can, and no better time to do that on Easter Sunday morning for our annual Easter egg hunt, and the Easter Bunny will be there as a cameo appearance, which would be great.
Yes, I was there for the Easter Bunny last year. I'm just trying to remember, because he had a doppelganger, that Easter Bunny, last year, but nonetheless, he came bearing plenty of chocolate, I can assure you of that.
He did, mate, and the kids had lots of fun, and that's what it's all about, mate. That's what we're all about as well. So, no, we'll be kicking things off at a normal barbecue time down at Shelley Beach, 7 a.m. as normal. We may or may not go for our walk, just depending on who's there. We're welcoming all our families to come down as well, not just, our partners' wives. and obviously the kiddies for their Easter egg hunt. We'll be having a barbecue. We'll be cooking from 7, probably have the hunt about 7:30-ish, depending on the time. We'll just play that by ear, but yeah.
Now, being the last Sunday of the month, mate, are the ice baths getting rolled out on Sunday?
Mate, we're going to push it back a week this week just because of the egg hunt and the amount of things that we'll have to
logistics.
Bring down there.
Logistics, yep.
Yeah, and we'll put the ice baths off just for this month into next week.
Yep.
And then we'll just finish off the month strong with the kiddies and our families. And
absolutely, mate. It's more important to eat chocolate than have ice baths, you know. I mean, Easter comes around once a year.
Exactly, mate. Breakfast, lunch and dinner, brother.
Absolutely, mate. Yes, and brush your teeth, for goodness sake. Otherwise, guys, head to selfscene.com.au if you'd like more info on what the boys do. But the Easter egg hunt happening this Sunday, down at Shelley Beach with the men's group, as they always do, meeting there at 7 a.m. Benny, you have a great weekend, mate. I'll see you down there.
You too, mate. We'll see you there, brother. Bye.
Strawny.
Turn this up. Let's have it. Let's have it. Large in it.
For a feel-good start to another day, it's the new Strawny for Breakfast. The Mid-North Coast's
Triple M. Here is Cherie Coleman to give us said local news. Welcome back for another day.
Good morning.
Now, tell us, what have you managed to find overnight, local news-wise?
Well, first of all, we do have a bit of a warning, hazardous surf warning in place for today that we should mention. It's in place for the Macquarie and Coffs Coast today and tomorrow, actually. So surf and swell conditions, quite dangerous for rock fishing, boating and swimming. And especially at those at south-facing beaches. So
just leave the rock fishing out. Yeah. Come on, that's a bit silly. But, yes, I mean, make your own minds up, but I wouldn't go rock fishing today, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's probably not the best idea.
Go to the co-op. Just buy it. It's a lot safer.
We'll find a nice dry spot away from the swell.
Have some fish and chips. What else is making local news there, Cherie?
Well, believe it or not, Port Macquarie has been chosen as one of 6 regional locations to host a state parliament roadshow.
Wow.
Now, this is happening April 10 and 11, so not too far away now, and it's Parliament's Outreach Roadshow. So we'll have a community forum, and the event's aimed at basically allowing Parliament to hear directly from regional communities and especially empowering young people.
That's really interesting.
To foster a robust parliamentary democracy for the future.
Democracy Manifest. There you go. And, I mean, I'm sure it'd just be like Antiques Roadshow, but maybe not as good. but no, that sounds really exciting, though. Like, I mean, having all the pollies come to town, that's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, so we'll have that community forum happening at Charles Sturt Uni.
Charles Sturt Uni, what a perfect spot for it to be. Thank you very much, Cherie, news hound extraordinaire. Thank you so much. We will speak to you again in the morning.
You will.
Peter Pinson from the Port Macquarie Hastings Council. She happens to be the mayor and she joins us this morning. Welcome, Peter.
Hello, Strawny. Good morning, everyone. And what we all need is a long weekend, a 4-day long weekend with Easter coming up this weekend. How good is that?
Oh, preach. Hallelujah. Thank you very much. Yes, we do need a bit of time off, but we're looking forward to it. But we're going to go about it safely, aren't we, Peter?
Well, we should always go about life in the Port Macquarie Hastings region safely. But I want to talk about the chilling and chomping on chocolate for the long weekend, because, you know, we love Easter, because Easter means lots of Easter eggs. And I'm going to confess, I'm going into the Strawny confessional box now.
Absolutely.
And say I've been snacking on Easter eggs for weeks now since they came out. I think after Christmas I started, so I'm not alone.
Our receptionist here, Stace, has started putting them out, and it's amazing. It's like they just disappear, and I'm definitely guilty of it, but I'm sure there are some other staff members that have already been tucking in too here at Triple M Mid-North Coast. I can assure you of that.
Oh, those tiny little ones, because you kind of feel like you're really not having a lot of chocolate because they're so tiny, but it's the volume, Strawny. It's not.
It's where they get you.
Yeah, that's right. So listen, I just I know you're going to be down doing an outside broadcast, and that's going to be great. Marine Rescue are going to be down there doing a little bit of a sizzle, a sausage sizzle, and that. So get on down and support them, because that's how they raise money to keep us safe on the waterway. We love our waterways. We love being around them. So, you know, get into BCF and get your fishing gear and get out there and, you know, put a line in our fabulous rivers and streams. Enjoy the beach. The weather's still really good. It was so warm yesterday. So out on the coastline and enjoy that. You know, our pools are still open too at the moment. So get that last swim in before we close the pools for winter. We've got our last weekend of daylight savings. That ends April 7, I believe. So, you know, just suck in those rays for as long as you can. And, you know, if you're going to have a staycation, you're not leaving the area. Just a holiday like, you know, you're a tourist, because we have this beautiful region that everybody comes to visit. So get out and support our small businesses, get into the bars and clubs and pubs and restaurants, or just get some fish and chips and go down the town green and just watch the world go by, Strawny.
Absolutely, absolutely. And also in the port news today, Peter, the New South Wales Commissioner for the Marine Rescue has come out to remind everyone to get the Marine Rescue New South Wales app for your phone, because I don't know if you knew this, you can actually log, you know, normally if you were to head outside in the boat, you log with the Marine Rescue that you're heading out. You can do that all on your phone now.
Well, that makes sense, doesn't it? And maybe more people would do that with an easier way, because it does save lives. Can I tell you that our Marine Rescue in the Port Macquarie region is one of the busiest Marine Rescues there is. They are so busy in our region. And a big shout out to Greg, the unit commander. I saw Greg through the week, and I want to send a shout out to him as well. And the guys and girls do an amazing job. In fact, all our emergency services do an amazing job. Let's hope we don't need them though this long weekend.
Yes.
Take it easy on the roads if you're travelling. If you're coming into our area and you're already here, I send a mayoral welcome to you. We hope you have a great time. And you know what? If the freeloaders are coming up, the family, if they're coming up, take them out. Go out to the Koala Hospital. Take them to Billabong Zoo, Wild Nets Adventure Park. You know, there's so much to do here. Go to the winery. Get yourself a nice bottle of wine. You know, and just enjoy having that four-day break, because, gosh, we deserve it. We all work so very hard. Our wheels are spinning. And when it comes time to have a bit of a long weekend, we should all, you know, just take a moment to have a deep breath.
Absolutely. Very good. And I'll tell you what, don't threaten me with a good time at this time of the morning, Peter, because I could definitely do with 4 days off. I'm jumping out of my skin for it. It's going to be great.
I love a good time. And listen, talking of wine, what goes great with chocolate is red wine. So get yourself a bottle of red wine and hoe into those chocolate eggs. Keep them away from the dogs, though. The vets are going to be on call this weekend, because the doggos, they love the chocolate too, but it's no good for them. It's very dangerous.
No.
So stay away from the chocolate dogs.
All right. Well, listen, you enjoy those Easter eggs, Peter, and I'll catch up with you again next week, okay?
For sure. Have a great time, everybody. Stay safe, and I'll talk to you next week. Yeah.
Not funny. Triple M's Worst Joke Wednesday. Thanks to Apps Mechanical. If your car's giving you the craps, get it to Apps. That's no joke.
Yes, a bigger morning to Corey, Jess, all the team at Apps Mechanical. If your car's giving you the craps, get it down to Apps, folks. I'll have it purring like a pussy in no time. As we go to the phones this morning, and we go to the beautiful Cheryl. Good morning, my love. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Strawny.
What's your yarn, my love?
My yarn this morning, a young woman said to her husband, "George, before we were married, you were always giving me presents. Why don't you ever bring me anything now?" George replied, "My dear, did you ever hear of a fisherman giving bait to a fish once he caught it?"
Did Brian tell you that, Cheryl?
No, that's one of mine.
Very good. Hold the line for me, my love, as we go to the beautiful Stewart's Point to speak to Neil. What's your yarn, mate?
Sardine sandwiches for George.
Yes. Oh, what's your yarn, mate?
Okay, firstly, a very good morning to all the hardworking council workers in all the areas. Okay, there's two blokes.
was that your joke?
No, not yet.
Holy dooly, this is a howling segment today. Go on, Neil, what's your yarn?
Right, there's two blokes walking along the park, and the first bloke is digging a hole. And the second bloke, who's about five paces behind him, just walks up behind him and fills the hole in. And this is going on for a while. So curiosity got the better of me, and I walked over and I said, "What the hell's going on here, fellas?" And he said, "Well, the third bloke who plants the trees is called in sick today."
Oh, good one, Neil. Oh, very good. And to round us out, Millsy in Port Macquarie. Millsy, welcome to the show, mate. What's your yarn?
Mate, the other night I caught a bloke trying to steal my front gate. I said I didn't want to go confront him because I thought he might take offence.
Thank you, Millsy. I tell you what, this morning I'm going to have to give it to... Oh, let's go to Neil. Well done, mate. Where are you, Neil? Well done, big fella. From Stewart's Point, congratulations. I thought you got me on a double there, buddy, but yes, the bloke who's planting the trees is ragged sick. Well done, mate. A $50 gift card going to you. Oh, you there, mate?
Yeah, mate, I'm here.
Oh, very good, mate. We'll be in touch and get you your gift card, okay, buddy?
Yeah, I just thought I'd stick in that end bit for the barrel there. Poor old George Bate.
Very good, Neil. There he is. Neil in Stewart's Point. The title heads to the northern end of the listening area, folks. Oh, my goodness. Where will it end up next? I've got no idea. Strawny for breakfast after the break.
If we don't have it, you don't need it. This is Strawny for Breakfast. NRL tips, thanks to the Settlers Inn and the friendly Fernhill Tavern in the industrial area.
Triple M rocks footy.
It is, of course, your Thursday morning, and like we do every Thursday, it's time to catch up with none other than Anthony Maroon from Triple M NRL. Good morning, mate. Welcome to the show.
Brawny, yes. Looking forward to another big week of rugby league after the Bunnies got absolutely towed last week.
Oh, mate, they've stolen all of Ego's Terry toweling material, mate.
Yes, I know, mate. It's bloody... look, you know, you just need to put a couple of games behind that and just hope that they beat the Doggies this week, my Bunnies.
Absolutely, mate. And get it out of the system early. Early on in the season, mate. That's all I'll have to say. Now, to kick us off tonight, the Roosters and the Panthers. This will be a good one at 8 o'clock.
Well, the Panthers have beaten the Roosters last 8 times they've played. And as I recall, Strawny, on one of those occasions, it was without Nathan Cleary. So that's something for the Panthers to think about. But lots to like about the Roosters at the moment. They really are emerging, Strawny, I think, as a real contender this year. But for mine, look, the Panthers are still the clear favourites for the premiership. But this game without Cleary, I'll take the Roosters.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. Very good, very good. And moving to the first game on Good Friday, which is your Rabbits taking on the Dogs at 4:05.
And Souths are 0-3, as you are well aware. The Dogs coming off a big win against the Titans. Souths are favourites for this game. But, Strawny, why are they favourites? What have people seen to make Souths favourites in this game? Where are they performing? Where are they looking good? Look, it's traditionally a big clash in front of a big crowd. A lot of people go to the Easter show and then head over to Accor and watch this game. I think desperation gets my Bunnies home.
Very good, Maroon, and that'll be good to get a notch on the board for sure. The late game on Good Friday is the Queensland Derby, the Bronx and the Cowboys, and, yes, young Tristan Saylor making his debut at halfback.
How good is that? Young Tristan's life's gone full circle. I'm really looking forward to watching this one. Cowboys, the only team not to have lost this season, but no one wins the grand final in March. Let's remember that. Adam Reynolds has been named for the Broncos, and I'm going to tip the Broncos.
Very good, mate. The Bronx, yes, the taking out the Queensland Derby this weekend. Now, the Dragons and the Sea Eagles are the first game on Saturday at 5:30.
Look, the poor old Dragons, they're just leaking too many points. I know there are a lot of Dragon supporters in your neck of the woods there, Strawny. I say to the Dragon supporter, the worst thing that ever happened to both of those sides was they merged. It doesn't work. It'll never work, merging sides, particularly when they're in two different cities. Every time something happens, where's this going to happen? At Cogra or Wollongong? It's a debacle, I personally think. And I think the Dragons will finish last this year. Manly will beat them by 30.
There we go, Manly, yeses. And haven't Manly started off on a tear, Maroon? My goodness.
Yeah, they're a good-looking side in terms of they look fit, they look strong, and they are big too.
Absolutely, mate. Mr. Flower is an avid Manly fan, and he's loving every minute of it at the minute. Now, we're going to another Queensland derby now, Maroon. The Gold Coast Titans and the Dolphins, Saturday at 7:30.
Yeah, well, look, the Titans were awful last week, weren't they? And now the news that Tino will miss the season. Tino Fasua-Mala'awi is out for the season. They'll probably get Fifita back in the next couple of weeks. But it's just too far to come back from. I think the Dolphins will roll them, Strawny.
Yep. Very good, mate. Now, the Warriors and the Knights kick off Sunday footy, live, loud and local on Triple M, of course, with the Warriors and the Knights.
Well, interesting one here because both these sides have only won the one game. And what the point I'm trying to make is that after round four, one of them's going to have lost their first three, and they were both in the eight last year, weren't they? So Auckland, the Warriors back in Auckland, they dropped one in Auckland earlier in the year. They won't drop this one. RTS at fullback. And Warriors to win.
Very good. Over the ditch, and you're going with the Warriors. Now, to round us... Oh, no, not round us out. We've still got a couple of games to get through. My Sharkies are taking on the Canberra Raiders at 6:15.
Well, your Sharkies at the moment, mate, are missing a lot of quality players. A lot of players are... You know, Dale Finucane's not playing. Royce Hunt's not playing. Toby Rudolph. So too, Britton Nicora. You know, the bench is starting to look a little bit skinny. So I'm going to take the Raiders, who have been impressive this year.
Yes, and Nico didn't really put on much of a show last week, but he can't do it every week. You know, no one's perfect. Yes, fingers crossed that we come away with a win. I'll have to tip against you there, Maroon. But to round us out, mate, the Eels and the Tigers.
No, Mitch Moses, fractured foot, will miss about 8 weeks for Para. But Parramatta at CommBank Stadium against the Tigers, Para too good.
Yes, I think I said, given that one, mate, Moses not needing to part the water there in Parramatta, they're going to just run away with it, I think, too, against the poor old Tigers. Maroon, now, who brings you here for another week?
Well, you know, it's I didn't know that our man Alistair was a Manly supporter, but there you go. He's dropped in my run. He's dropped a couple of rungs here, but while we were talking there, I've had a look at the menu for the bistro there at Sets. Always good. What about this one? The Clifton Burger. It's got grass-fed beef, bacon, cheese, pickles, tomato, lettuce, mustard, aioli. I could do without the pickles, but everything else, I have got to have one of those. And you can upgrade with an extra beef patty. So it's like you're going in to buy an HSV club sport. You know, you could go for the performance pack and get a little bit more.
Mate, and you know what? They do have the facilities there for you to take some home in a doggy bag, you know, if you don't get through it, which is a very high probability. They're huge portion sizes. But did you know, Maroon, that said Clifton Burger is the number one burger to eat reheated while sitting in a spa?
Well, I didn't know that, but, mate, if anyone would know that, it'd be you.
Maroon, thanks again, buddy. Enjoy the long weekend, and in good calling, go the Rabbits, up the Sharks, and we will speak to you next week.
And can I say, Strawny, a quick hello to John and Faye down there, up there at Nambucca. John, South will come good, mate, all right? You've got to ride the ups with the downs. All right? Go easy on the blood pressure tablets, old bloke.
Very good, Maroon. Have a great weekend, buddy. We'll speak to you next week.
Glory, glory.
If we don't have it, you don't need it. This is Strawny for Breakfast.
Coming up real soon in the next store, 7 minutes, we'll do the Fair Dinkum Department for another week. But before we get there, though...
Stars, gossip, scandal, the dirt. Electra Dry for clean, soft, hygienic carpets and lounges.
Oh, yes. Welcome to your Thursday installment of The Dirt, folks. And, yes, this drug testing news in the AFL really heating up. With Goodwin shocked by allegations of secret drug testing. And, of course, I'm talking about Melbourne coach Simon Goodwin. He says he has no line of sight No pun intended there. On allegations of secret drug testing of players facilitated by the AFL. Apparently now there's up to 100 people in question from multiple clubs now with the secret testing for illicit drugs before game day and then faking injuries to not play. My goodness. I will let you know where this pans out next week after the Easter break here at Strawny for Breakfast.
Wake up with Strawny for Breakfast. Live, loud, local, and around the world on the Listener app, the Mid-North Coast's Triple M.
Triple M's Fair Dinkum Department.
Order!
Thanks to Steve and the team at Fair Dinkum Floor Coverings in Wauchope.
Fair Dinkum Flooring. You say it, they lay it.
Absolutely, and welcome along to the Fair Dinkum Department. Thanks to Steve and the team at Fair Dinkum Flooring. Oh, my goodness, you wouldn't read about it. It's like the segment was dreamed up for them. And we've got a bit of an SCA All-Star lineup in here this morning who have all gotten out of bed very early to come in here. Hope from our sister station, Hits Mid-North Coast, receptionist Stace and Sales AM Joel. Welcome you all to the show. Thank you for coming in.
Hello, thanks for having us.
Well, the Fair Dinkum Department, consider yourselves part of history. This is the first time it's ever been done in this office. Anyway, so think yourself so lucky. Guys, the first item of business on the Fair Dinkum Department this morning, mobile network or the 3G network, I'm sure you're all familiar with that. It's all been up the top of your phone for goodness knows however long.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm like so young, so this whole conversation, I'm like 3G, 4G, like what do you mean? Like I grew up with a phone in my hand.
Yeah, that's right. You don't even know what dial-up is or the hurt that came along with it, Hope.
No, absolutely not.
But the 3G network is going to be shut down in September. Vodafone's already done it, apparently. So is it fair dinkum or not for the Australian telcos to pull the 3G network down? Stace, what do you reckon?
I think there are reasons for doing it, you know, with 4G and 5G being the main ones. Now that 5G is appearing at the top of my phone, that's kind of nice.
There but you go.
I think 3G eventually will have to be phased out, but there are some people that do still rely on it. They haven't upgraded phones. So that will be a big loss. But at the same time, I do think we need to keep moving forward with technology.
Very good. Joel, what do you reckon, mate?
I think it's fair as long as the places that are only getting 3G have 4G and 5G access now.
Of course.
So the people there have network access. Yeah.
Well, there you go. There's a bit of a sore point for me, hence probably why it's on this segment. I spend most of my days in 3G at my home. What happens to me? What do I not have any phone service?
Ooh, that's a good one.
It does make it hard because Wi-Fi calling is now a thing. But if you don't have Wi-Fi,
bingo,
then once again, you're kind of back to square one.
I am. So I'm going to get the home phone installed and the tape machine answering service and happy days, I reckon. What do you reckon, Hope?
Make it old school. I mean, I was going to ask if people even use 3G, but you just answered the question, you know.
So don't try and ring me out of work hours, guys. No, good luck to you. Well, you know what they say, two's company, three's a crowd, so get rid of it. Anyway, right, so that one's been debunked, and by the sounds of it, it's dinkum to get rid of it as long as there's something to replace it. Number two, Splendour in the Grass, guys, come out yesterday that Splendour in the Grass is no more. Is that fair dinkum or what?
I'm in shock because that's just one of the many ones that have been cancelled this year. I feel like every time I'm opening my news feed, it's like, this is cancelled, this is cancelled. And I mean, hey, they were going to get Kylie Minogue back out on the stage. Like, I was so looking forward to that. I mean, I didn't have tickets, but lots of devastated people in Byron Bay, I'm sure, at the moment.
Yeah, for sure. Well, all over the country, it was like a pinnacle on the Australian festival circuit, for sure. Joel, what do you reckon, mate? You ever been to Splendour? Or
I've not been, no.
No.
But, it's a bit of a shock.
Yeah.
It seems like there's live music at pubs and clubs and whatnot, but big festivals seem to be shutting down pretty regularly.
Well, I think it might have to do with the insurances that go along with it, I'm sure. I was going to say,
because I was at Splendour in the Grass in 2022 when the big mud situation happened. The first day got cancelled, acts were cancelled because it was too dangerous, and the whole thing was pretty hectic and pretty messy. So I don't think many festivals have recovered after situations like that.
No, because you'd have to pay all your artists, of course, right? Yeah, I didn't
really
even think of that.
International artists had flown over and got cancelled. Not good.
Splendour in the Mud. What do you reckon, Stace?
I don't know. I feel like it's almost a rite of passage for some people, like getting into music festivals to go to Splendor. I mean, my sister's been, and that was her first kind of exposure to a big music festival.
Yeah.
And like, I know she's devastated because she was planning on going. So I can imagine there'd be a lot of hurt out there. And it was almost like our Coachella in a way.
It was. It was the Australia's Coachella. Yeah.
Splendor is the biggest music festival in Australia. And so many young people are now missing out on that. And I mean, Groovin' in the Moo, Maitland just got cancelled as well. So all of these, you know, experiences are just being ripped from underneath us.
And I mean, what on earth are the Hemsworths going to do on that weekend?
I know.
Right? Hey? Walk around walk around that huge Westfield of a house they've got at Byron Bay there. Anyway, guys, very quickly before I let you go, Easter coming up. It's our last day of work today. Any good traditions you guys are getting around, family traditions or anything like that, Stace?
Not really, just eat my body weight in chocolate and then sleep it off the next day.
You get them, girlfriend. Classic. What about you, Hope?
My mum always buys my sister and I pyjamas, and I thought that was like a regular Easter thing, that like everyone got pyjamas for Easter, but then I got some confused look from my housemates when they were like, no, that doesn't happen regularly. And so looking forward to that.
Oh, PJ, what long weekend.
What about drinking milk out of eggs?
Yes, that's a great one. The big Cadbury hollow eggs, you bite the top off, you put a bit of milk in, and it's like a milk shot. It's amazing.
Hope has introduced the office to this in recent days.
See, this is what happens when I get in here and there's no one in here, and then it goes all falls into disrepute when I leave every day. No, that sounds really good, though, because milk and chocolate, hello.
Have you ever had an actual hollow bunny and they put the milkshake in the inside of the hollow bunny? And then you can eat the bunny as you drink the milkshake. Life-changing.
Did we just start a new SCA tradition?
Oh, my goodness. This is just blowing my mind. Guys, thank you. I'm going to go and tuck into one of those over the weekend. Thank you so much for joining the Fair Dinkum Department. Joel, Stace and Hope all with us this morning. Thank you, guys. And have a lovely long weekend.
You too, Strawn.
Stay clean.
Thank you.
Don't tell your mother.
Strawny. Turn this up. Let's have it. Let's have it. Large in it.
For a feel-good start to another day, it's the new Strawny for Breakfast. The Mid-North Coast's Triple M.
It is Triple M this morning, and I tell you what, guys, businessportmacquarie.com.au, remember that, because you need to get your entries in for the Coastline Greater Port Macquarie Business Awards that are coming up a little later on this year. And joining us this morning, the Executive Officer of Business Port Macquarie, Malcolm Neal, and Boss Mantooth, Luke Campbell, is in here. Gentlemen, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Strawny.
Hi, Strawny. Thanks for having me.
Oh, as always, Mel, you're the promo star of my show. We've had your voice rolling around for a little while there, dropping bombs, mate. It's great to see you again. Now, mate, a bit of an update with regard to getting your nominations in for this year's Coastline Greater Business Awards.
Yeah, so I gave Luke a call this morning, so we've got an exciting announcement today. Entries were due to close at 5 p.m. today, but we heard that people were still working on the entries and tweaking them a little bit. So what we've done is we're going to give you the whole Easter break to tweak those entries and get them in. And now entries won't close until 9 a.m. Tuesday, the 2nd of April. So four more days.
A little bit of extra breathing room, shall we say.
Yeah, yep.
Very good. Now, Boss Mantooth, we're a silver sponsor of this event, aren't we, mate?
My very proud silver sponsor of the Business Awards. And it's a great initiative that Business Port Macquarie do each year. It's a great way to celebrate a night with your team or your business and
fellow businesses in the community too.
Exactly. So I encourage everyone across Port Macquarie who do have a business to be able to chuck in that nomination you might enjoy. You'll definitely enjoy a night, but you may even get that recognition up on stage in front of your peers. And I think we all do work really hard, so to receive that recognition will be great credit to any business.
No doubt there'll be friends of yours there who have other businesses, right? And you can be there if they, win, they celebrate with them and get behind local business. This is what it's all about, right, the whole thing?
Well, we speak about recognition celebration and I generally go to quite a few of these awards, and that's what happens, Stawny. So. Yeah.
Well, there you go, mate. You see, I'd have to take a bit of insight from you because I can't say I've attended because I haven't lived here for over a decade. But, yes, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be great. It's going to be a good night.
Yeah, it'll be even more fun when people put their nominations in and they can be eligible to be able to win one of those awards.
Absolutely. So, guys, Tuesday the 2nd of April, close of business, Mal. Is that correct, mate? At 5 p.m. that one will close down?
No, 9 a.m.
9 a.m.
Yep.
9 a.m. Tuesday, the 2nd of April, after the long weekend. Guys, get your entries in. We are going, we are selling, we are finished. Is that right?
That's it. Over and out.
Very good.
Head to businessportmacquarie.com.au. Get your entries in.
Finish your entries.
Yeah, or finish your entries. Yeah.
Very good, Mal. Thank you so much. Malcolm Neal, the Executive Officer of Business Port Macquarie, and Boss Man Tooth, Luke Campbell, in here with us. We will see you at the Business Award.
Thanks, Stroni.
Thanks, Stroni.
More Stroni for breakfast after the break.
Yes, have some. All about it.
Keep starting your day feeling 30 years younger. The Mid-North Coast's Triple M.